Hi again, my name is Steve Elzinga. This is the coaching class. And in this session, I want to deal with how do you do your first meeting. This isn't exhaustive by any means, but I just want to give you a few tips about having your first meeting with a client. First of all, I think you need to explain to your client what coaching is. Go over some of the things that we talked about in the very first couple of sessions. There we talked about what coaching is not. Because people, your client might not know exactly what it is. Maybe he read some of the literature you gave on it. But it's just good to go over some of these things so that they don't misinterpret some of the expectations. So coaching is not pastoral care. Okay, pastoral care is the general care offered by the pastor or the staff. Coaching is not counseling, which is a more professional, specific care offered by pastor or counseling staff. Goes into, the past, goes into why things are the way they are. It is more centered on understanding the situation and understanding a problem or a relationship. Coaching is not teaching or training or discipleship, helping someone learn how to do something. This is not the place where we teach skills and, how to listen and how to deal with certain relationships, where you're doing the training. Your client needs a lesson on something. Coaching isn't number four, mentoring. The process of helping someone acquire skills and attitudes and behaviors already mastered by the mentor. In mentoring, there's a lot of demonstrating. This is how you do something. If I'm mentoring someone in music, they watch me do something and then I have them try it, and then it's a little bit of back and forth. Ultimately, I'm trying to help them learn how to do what I already know how to do. But coaching does include some of these things. It does include caring, like pastoral care, but it's more about challenge than comfort. Okay, you can care for people when you challenge them. It's just a different way of caring for them. Number two, it's like counseling, but it's like care to a specific need or counseling, but it's more about the future than the past. It's more about what your client could or should do in the future, not about why or what happened in the past. Coaching includes, number three, teaching, training, and discipling, but is more about helping the client teach themselves than the coach teaching the client. In teaching, training, and discipling, I'm trying to train someone. I'm, as the trainer, I'm trying to do the training. But here, as a coach, I'm trying to ask questions and do things in such a way that the client actually ends up teaching him or herself. Number four, coaching includes mentoring, but is less about the client becoming like the mentor and more about the client becoming what he or she could become with a little bit of help. So it's not these things, but it does include these things. I think it's just good to remind your first-time client these things, because he needs to understand that you are not going to be doing things in ways that he might expect. He's used to people giving advice. He's used to people trying to push in a certain direction. He's not used to having to do the hard work himself or herself. Okay, other thoughts on coaching that you might share. Number one, coaching is about action, not understanding. Number two, coaching is client-directed, not teacher-directed. You're letting the client know that he or she is in the driver's seat I'm going to help bring something out of you. I'm not going to be the one supplying the answers. If we're going to figure out answers, the answers are going to come from you. And I'm just going to help make that happen. Number three, coaching is not about getting the client to do what the coach wants, but what the client wants. See, I want these expectations. Coaching is about action, not understanding. Coaching is client-directed, not teacher-directed. Coaching is not about getting the client to do what the coach wants, but what the client wants. I want my client right up front to know that this is the kind of thing that we're going to be doing. Coaching, number four, coaching is not about motivating the client. It is helping the client motivate themselves. The clients motivate themselves. Again, I'm not in the driver's seat. I'm trying to help you take control of your life. Prerequisites to coaching. I'd want to remind my client, this is the first meeting. You don't have to do this every time, but in the first meeting, that there's things I, the coach, am assuming about you, the client. And if I'm wrong about that, then we have to do some pre-coaching work. Prerequisite number one, that my client has a saving connection to Jesus. If my client does not have a saving connection to Jesus, then I'm not sure this coaching thing is going to work well, because I'm expecting my client to have something inside of them, and I want Christ at the center of their being. If I'm going to allow them to figure out their own solutions. Number two, that my client has received the gift of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is in them. And I can ask questions like, what has the Spirit of God been telling you in this last week? Where do you think the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you or push you or nudge you? Do you have a sense of the Holy Spirit speaking to you at all? Questions like that. I want to be able to ask some of those as a Christian coach. Number three, that the client has a walk with God. I expect that the person I'm trying to coach is talking and listening to God every day, that they're into the Word, listening to what God has to say, that they're daily in prayer. God, what do you have for me? So that in the coaching session, I can say, was there anything in the Word of God that helped you, that is sort of pushing you or pointing you in a certain direction? We want God in the middle of all this coaching thing. So they have to have a walk with God in order for that to happen. And if they don't, then we need to do something about that. Number four, that my client is a part of a church. That's a prerequisite. Why? Because I could put all this effort into someone. I could try to coach and help you succeed at something. But unless you're part of a support system, then when I'm done, you're done. We don't go forward without people that are trying to all do the same thing. Our chances of success goes way up when we're part of a group that's trying to do something. And number five, someone who's engaged in the seven connections, that has a daily walk, a personal walk with God. If they're married, they have a marriage walk with God. If they have a family, they have a family walk with God. They have supportive friends in their walk with God. They're part of a church. They're interconnected with the kingdom. That they're trying to be, connection seven, they're trying to be a witness to people in their world. So we want people that are fully engaged in the Christian lifestyle, because otherwise, because it's client-centered, I'm trusting this client to figure out good things, but he's not doing the right things to make that happen. All right, the client has to be willing to take responsibility. Most of my career in counseling and pastoral care, I was the one chasing people down. I'm the one making the phone calls. I'm the one saying, hey, when can we meet? If they call and cancel, I'm the one that, calls to reschedule. I'm the one checking in, hey, are you okay? I'm the one stopping in by their house. The responsibility is on me. In coaching, you want to put the responsibility on your client. But you need to tell them up front that this is different. I'm not chasing you. I'm not going after you. If appointments need to be made, you're the one that has to call. So that's number one. You are responsible for all appointments. You make the call. You connect to me. If my phone is busy, you're the one that has to call again. Number two, make all the connections, the appointments, the phone calls, the texts, the messages. Okay, you need to be in the driver's seat. Don't make me the one that's following up on you. You follow up on me. You need to take responsibility. You see, that's what we're trying to help. We're trying to help the client take responsibility for their own life. That's why they need a coach to help them do that. So we don't want to make them dependent on us. Be on time. It's the client's responsibility to be on time. It's not my responsibility. Number four, it's the client's responsibility to engage in the process. Like, we're going to try to do things. We're going to try to figure out, you know, areas of your life where you know, if I'm talking to the client, areas in your life where you could improve, or where you're experiencing pain or suffering, and we want to do something about it. We're going to come up with goals and plans to meet the goals, and we're going to hold you accountable. And you have to be willing to go through all that. You have to engage in the process rather than just sit on your hands and do nothing. The client has to be willing to make the process a priority. Okay, if we're going to meet every week or every other week, and I'm going to try to hold you accountable for the things that you want to do, this thing has to be a priority. We're meeting together. We'll just be wasting our time if you're not going to make it a priority. Now, this is a decision that the client has to make. Because generally, clients are overwhelmed with life, and they have more things that they should do than they have time to do. And now they have another meeting that they didn't have before. Now they have to meet with this coach. And so are they willing to do that? And are they willing to make what we're trying to do in this coaching relationship, are they willing to make that a priority in their life over against all the other things? So, you know, I know the client already has more than he can handle, but is this coaching business going to be moved up in terms on the priority list? Client has to be willing to make the process a priority, the appointments, the action steps. If we come up with action steps for the next week, these things have to be a priority, even though the client may have all kinds of other things that they have to get done. The client must be willing to pay for the coach's time. Okay, it's a good thing to talk about money. And don't be afraid of money. Let the client know that he's engaged in a process that may change his life. He's been experiencing nothing but failure up to this point. And so you're going to try to help him. And if any time he wants to stop, he can stop. Introduce coaching models. Introduce the client to the coaching models matrix. I have that attached in this lesson. And all this, it's just an Excel spreadsheet. And all it does is list all the models that we talked about in earlier sessions. The models on trying to help a client figure out what area of life they want to do something about. There was the seven connections model. There was the areas of life model. There was the dream model. On the commitment side, there's throwing mud on the wall model. There's the shotgun approach. There's all these different names for all these different models. And all a model is a way to think about the question. So if you're trying to figure out, you know, what goal to have in your life, the models just help a client think about where in the world they can start thinking about what they want to do. Because there's a lot of stuff. Where do I even begin? Well, let's start with the seven connections. You can show your client this matrix. It lists all of them. And they can look at it, and we can say all these things are available to us. And as we go, we'll use more and more of these. But in the first session, I would not use the matrix. I would simply use this most simple questions that you can ask. So start without models. Use simple questions. Three things coaches do. Remember, these are the three things. Help the client figure out what they want to do, some area of life they want to change or improve, make a decision of what that might be. Number two, help the client figure out how to do what they want to. That's making a plan. And then number three, help the client do the plan that they chose to do, and that's management. So there's just simple questions that go with these. So how do you help a client figure out what they want to do, what goal to go after? Number one, here's simple questions that you can start with your, in your very first session. So I would start with, where in your life do you think it would be helpful to have a coach? This is just a broad, general question. And maybe they can't figure it out. See, that's what the coaching models are for. When a person can't figure out how to answer these simple questions, then you can help them with these models. But don't help them at first. Start with something like this. It's very broad. Where in your life do you think it would be helpful to have a coach? Well, they're going to start thinking about areas where they struggle. Or where in your life are you hurting? Okay, so this is a more directive question. Where in your life are you hurting? Well, everyone's hurting somewhere. That's a good place to start. Where in your life would you like to see some improvement? So you maybe you're not hurting in this area, but it's an area where you would like to see some improvement in your parenting, your relationship to God, or in your ministry, or wherever it might be. So these are just three really broad questions that sort of help someone figure out where in their whole life they want to start working on something. Number two, here's another option. Of all the answers that you came up with to the above questions, which would you like to focus on? So in the first three questions, it's sort of a brainstorming approach, a brainstorming model. Where in your life do you need a coach? Where in your life are you hurting? Where in your life would you like to see some improvement? And maybe your client lists all kinds of things. Maybe he's got four or five things now. Okay, so out of these four or five things, which one of these stands out to you? Which one do you feel like the most motivated to do something about? Or maybe positively motivated or negatively motivated? Okay, number three, what action goal might come out of this? See, so in the process of these simple questions, we're moving the client from a problem or an area of growth need in their life to figuring out what specifically, what area they want to do, and then finally, what kind of goal might satisfy that need or might help move you towards doing something about this problem that you want to solve. All right, then the second thing that a coach does is they help the client figure out how to do what they want to do. So you have a goal, but how do you reach this goal? You want a better marriage, but what are the steps that you are willing to engage in that will help you reach that goal? So here's some very just simple questions. There's the matrix again, all these models of trying to help people do this second thing. But I would just start in your first session with these simple questions. What action steps would you like to take toward reaching your desired goal? Get the client thinking about action steps. Here's the goal, but how does that goal translate into action steps? Number two, what might be the first step? I mean, there might be many steps, but where do you think you could start? So that's dealing with the plan. Then the third thing that coaches do with their clients is they help them manage the plans that they've already decided about. So help the client do what they plan to do. That's a management thing. Again, there's models that you can use, but I'm suggesting just use these simple questions. What action step that you believe will help you move toward your stated goal can hold you accountable for our next meeting? Okay? So now I'm just asking a simple question. I'm not using any models or different ways of thinking about this, but I'm just simply asking, okay, before we meet again, you have this goal, you have the beginnings of a plan. What are you going to do before we meet again next week? That's really what you want. It's just as simple as that. What What is the thing that you are going to try to do by next week's meeting? So again, the whole push is towards some action step. And that's it. That's it for your first meeting. Give it a try.